Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Our text for today is from John chapter 10. I lay down my life that I may take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down, and I have authority to take it up again. This is the text. Christ is risen. Hallelujah. This past weekend, when we had the ongoing Ambassadors for Christ with us, as I told you last week, I was able to go out canvassing the neighborhood, at least with them on Saturday morning. And when people answered the door, we asked them to take a survey. This is standard practice for OAFC. Now, I've seen enough national survey results over the years to know that the results were going to be bad. I just didn't realize how bad they would be, at least especially with where I was going, the team that I was working with. Now, let me preface this. We do not have bad neighbors. It's not like they were greeting us with horns and cloven hooves and pitchfork in hand. What startled me was the response to the questions concerning where they believed they would be after they die and why they would be there. With the people that my team visited, among those who took the survey, now, all of them we had asked, what do you think will happen to you when you die? And every one of them made some sort of reference, at least to heaven. But then when we asked why do you believe that you will be in heaven? At least with my team, now others had some differing results, but among my team, as we were going around here, only one person began their answer with Jesus Christ being the reason that they will have life after death, be in heaven. We heard, I don't know, one person said it's personal. Several began by saying that they hoped that they were good enough. One said, if there is a heaven, they hope they're good enough to be there so they can see their loved ones. And some of these people were regular, lifelong church attenders. One person, when we asked why she was confident that she will be in heaven when she dies, she went on a litany of good things that she had done in her life and how she fears that this generation, they won't be with her because they don't do the things the way she did when she was growing up. We then asked, would you like to know why I think I am sure that I will be in heaven? And they all graciously said yes. And we said, well, we know we can have eternal life because of what Jesus Christ did for us, for me. Because God requires perfection. Even one sin will separate us eternally from Him. Because of that sin, even if we are good in comparison to our neighbors, in comparison to other people, we deserve punishment because of even one sin. But Jesus Christ came and lived the perfect life that we could not live. And He took the punishment for all of our sins when He suffered and died on the cross. And finally, He rose from the dead, guaranteeing our life with God forever. Now, each of them, upon hearing those words, was like, oh, well, of course, I believe Jesus is the reason I'm going to heaven. One guy said, well, that's a better answer than I gave. And he was absolutely correct. It is a better answer. Because, as Peter says in our first reading, there is salvation in no one else. There is no other God. There is no other light in the darkness of this world. There is no other shepherd who will lay down his life for the sheep. And sheep without a shepherd are nothing but food were wolves. What startled me was that, you know, except for that one young lady that we took the survey of, Jesus Christ was not at the forefront of their minds when considering why they would have life after death. I really did appreciate the simple way in which the OAFC was able to get to the heart of the matter. Do you look to Jesus Christ, the Son of God, shedding his blood on the cross as the only way that your sins are covered? He is the only one who has authority to lay down his life. And he is the only one who has the authority to take it up again. Last week I said how we each have different spheres of influence in this life. But we all start at the same place, especially in regard to the kingdom of God. We all start with the Word of God and our personal need to receive it and then to grow in our understanding of that Word of life. The Word of life is Jesus, our Good Shepherd, laying down his life and covering our sins in his blood and then taking his life up again. That's why we celebrate. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. It is the reason we come together. If he did not rise from the dead and open the path to salvation for us, we are all wasting our time this morning. We all could have slept in. Would have been a much better use of our time. We are here in absolute futility if Christ is not risen. But he is risen. Understanding this word of life and how it truly is a matter of life and death is the issue that all the children of Adam have to wrestle with. I encourage you, ask your family. You know, start with the most inner part of your sphere of influence and ask your family, and do it this week. Don't say, oh yeah, sometime I'll get around to it. Seriously, do it this week. Ask your spouse, your children, your parents, maybe your brothers or sisters. Ask them, what do you think will happen to you when you die? If they say they believe they'll go to heaven, ask them why they believe this. Be prepared for a variety of answers, even among those who go to church. And plan ahead. Be prepared to give a good answer. Be prepared to share why you are sure that you will be with our Lord in heaven. Be prepared to speak of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ and his blood covering your sin. There are many in our neighborhood. There are members of your family. There are people you love who live their lives like sheep without a shepherd. And they are in danger of being food for wolves. Share with them the word of life. Jesus Christ, the Good Shepherd, laid down his life for you, his sheep. Your shepherd knows you. He cares for you. He calls you by name. He says, follow me. And in so many cases, the sheep wander off, never hearing the Good Shepherd's voice. And unfortunately, most of them probably wouldn't recognize it if they heard it anyway. Our world is filled with more Bibles right now than at any point in history. But knowledge of Scripture seems to be at an all-time low. Every single person that we spoke to while canvassing the neighborhood had a Bible in their house. There's just so much noise drowning out the voice of the Good Shepherd and his message that he's already laid down his life for you. And he's already taken it up again so that you have life waiting for you when this body ceases to function. Christ is risen, and he is the only reason, the only way that you and I will one day join our Lord and all of the saints in heaven. But even more importantly, he is the only reason, the only way, the only one with authority to raise you up in your body from the grave. Rising from the dead in our bodies, that's our ultimate goal, which is why we look to Christ, who is already risen in his body, and we boldly proclaim, Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Alleluia. Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.